大众论坛主持曾宇恒。
翻嚟节目时间，我哋而家听下反方点样回答头先嗰位观众嘅提问啦。
You're right. Over the past 40 years, the mayor is correct. There has been transportation investment. But let's remember, we build one of these big rapid transit lines about once a decade. The Expo line in the 80s, the Millennium line in the 90s, the Canada line in the 2000s, and the Evergreen line in the 2010s. And the reason why we take our time doing this is because we are still a very small region as far as the number of taxpayers.You know, there's fewer than a million households in the Lower Mainland. So we can't afford to do everything at once. It's just like in your own life. You know, there's all, you know, I would love to go to a number of countries. I can't afford to. You have to pick and choose. We can't afford to do everything all at once. And that really is a message that the mayors need to hear is you can't come back to us in a time when, you know, BC Hydro is going up, ICBC is going up,medical services premiums are going up, EI, CPP, property taxes, although very notable exception, Port Coquitlam, led by Mayor Moore, does not have a property tax increase, and he deserves a lot of kudos for that. But every other government is raising those taxes. And so to have the ability now to say no to one is very important, because we need to send the message to all of our elected officials, we can't afford more. Our families are stretched thin.You know, I pick up my kids from school. We talk on the playground with the other families about their financial situations. We're in a very nice, you know, middle-class neighborhood. People with good jobs, but they're falling behind on credit card debt. They haven't put money aside for retirement. They barely have money in their bank account for their kids to go to college. These are all things that we need to do. So when we talk about a tax, you're taking that money away from people who may invest it in different things.And one of the problems with the mayor's plans and the reports are that they constantly compare $7.5 billion of spending to doing nothing. But we know that's not the case. If you leave that $7.5 billion and allocate it, you know, the federal and provincial share to other infrastructure projects in the Lower Mainland, there are benefits to that. If you leave us with the $250 million a year as taxpayers with that money, we will do something with it. So,To compare between nothing and $7.5 billion really violates just a simple rule of economics called opportunity cost. So that's my concern here is, you're absolutely right. We need to take our time on these things because it takes time for the tax base to recover from the last big investment.
好，刚刚这个 Bateman 先生的这个补充呢，他特别是举例说明，在过去的这个新建这么多条这个捷运当中，几乎是十年建一条哦。从最早的这个世博线、尖崎线到现在的这个加拿大线，为什么这么慢才建一条呢？因为我们的人口基数是不够的，所以不能够一直扩建下去，因为整个居民是承担不起这样的这个成本的哦。不只是我们这个建设的这个成本很高，现在大家的这个生活成本都增加了哦。即使是他提到的有一些收入还可以的这个中产家庭也觉得非常的这个辛苦，所以让大家想一想，这个完全都没有的这个建设跟75亿元这样的这个高额成本，是不是我们应该要做一个拿捏平衡？是不是我们应该要再检讨一下我们的税基制度？
我哋好快俾 KK 讲两句。
I just want to remind the mayor about the Expo Line, the Millennium Line, the Canada Line, and the Portman Bridge.They were built without an increase in, you know, sales tax. So those things could be done. The biggest problem with tax that we collected this way is it will be treated like a windfall, like a lottery, like other people's money. And it will be wasted this way. Unless they use the money from their own city hall budget to build it. Otherwise, they would not, you know, respect the money they collected.
啱啱 KK 就話咧，之前嘅世博線啊、千禧線、加拿大線都係可以喺唔使加税嘅情況之下嚟到去興建，咁佢認為咧今次都係可以冇問題啦，唔加呢個税都可以起得到呢個計劃嘅。
有請下一位觀眾朋友。
你好，我是 Cliff， 我有兩個問題，一個問一下朱教授，另外一個問一下 Mayor Greg。第一個問題就是你在我們知道交通建設是需要錢的，那麼關鍵是。问题是我们这个加税的这个决定来筹资是否正确？你有没有考虑到，作为一个税收对经济的冲击，它不是说仅仅是每个家庭平均多超出了200多块钱而已。 而是这200多块钱会影响到整个社会的购买力。也就是说，本来这个没有这个税，我可能会买一辆车，增加了0.5%的税，这辆车我就不买了。也就是说，这个是对我们社会的经济的冲击，而且我们政府长期以来一直在不停地加税。那么究竟哪一个税是压死这个骆驼的最后一根稻草呢？你们是否要对未来经济的崩溃
第二个问题
要产生这个
OK
第二个We have another solution for that problem, for the financing. We don't need to put the tax on the people. We need to make the management change. In the 1997, the Apple computer almost bankrupt. Their management team, their directors, they are professionals, they are elder people. They have their knowledge, but they cannot survive that company. But Steve Jobs comes in. He don't ask for the financing.He just fired all those directors, and he finally make this company the number one in the world.
Okay, thank you. I think his first question was direct to Alan, and the second question direct to Mayor. So I'll get Alan to have a take first. Alan.
Okay. Thank you very much for your wonderful.
你用国语回答他，因为他用国语问你。
谢谢你的提问，我们可以心平气和的来讨论一下这个所谓的供需的问题。你说的很对。那么如果你每一年都要多交200多块钱的税的话，可能你的购买力会受到影响。但如果你反过来想一想，如果交通特别好，大家都不开车的话，汽油的需求量会降低，那么汽油的价格也会降低，那么你买汽油也会省了很多钱。所以这种计算实际上是在一个 trade off 里面在做一个成本效益的一个分析。我们现在不是说分析，我们现在说如果我们是否应该新建新的我们交通系统，大家伙都同意应该新建，那么是不是应该集资去新建，大家也同意。最可悲的是因为政治介入了以后，我们没有权利去说我们是否应该先进行公投，是否用集资收税的方式来建设这条线的公投，我没有，就直接就跳到了一个就说为是还否的问题。所以我个人觉得的话呢，如果我们没有选择，只有这个 yes 或 no 的话呢，我们应该好好想一想，我们是叫一个长期的非常非常有效的运输的环境，还是叫一个短期的每个年省200块钱？其实你省的不是200块钱，你省的要低于200块钱，因为你省了很多的汽油的购买东西，还有很多东西看不到的。你省了时间，你省了这个所谓的汽车保险的钱，还有一个，如果大家都有一个很好的环境，你的健康会更好，可能我们的所谓的健康的钱也会节省很多。所以这种计算，坦白的讲，不能够直接的给你一个所谓的 yes 或 no。你现在就问自己，我们是不是应该投资？我们确实应该投资。我们是不是需要花钱投资？我们确实需要。至于这个钱怎么管理，是第三位、第四位的问题。我们应该用以后的我们的选票来决定是否要并出所谓的 TransLink， 是否应该提高他们的管理效率。
OK， thank you, Alan. Mayor, the second question was direct to you.
So you talk about change at Apple. What did they do? They brought in a new CEO. That's what TransLink just did. They brought in a new CEO to give direction on change. That change that Apple did didn't happen overnight. It took some time. So we see that the change is started. We don't know what the outcome of that is yet, but they've made that change because, and you could parallel your example there. But we need to take a look back at the last few years.The numbers that aren't reported are that TransLink actually has produced a surplus in the last couple of years. Take a look at the annual reports for the last couple of years of TransLink and judge for yourself. Don't judge by what we're saying on this panel. Go read the audited annual reports and find out what actually is happening there. And don't listen to the spin from all of us on what we think is the best number that you need to hear. Read it for yourself and make up your own mind.
Greg Moore 市長咧就係回答啱啱呢個嘅第二個問題啊。咁佢話頭先呢位嘅觀眾佢提到嗰個例子啦，蘋果電腦帶一個新 CEO 過嚟嚟到去改變呢一個嘅企業。咁佢話運輸聯網亦都係做咗呢件事，就係聘請咗一個新嘅 CEO 嚟到去管理呢個運輸聯網。但係呢啲改變唔係 即日，唔可以隔一晚就可以即刻發生嘅。咁同埋佢話咧，呢個嘅改變已經係開始咗。佢話咧，好多嘅財政報告都係顯示咗運輸聯網咧最近嗰幾年咧都係有盈餘嘅。咁佢話唔好喺呢一度淨係聽啲嘉賓喺度 spin 喺度呢個喺度轉呢個嘅或者喺度講佢哋嘅立場，而係真係大家切實去揾一啲嘅睇呢攞呢啲嘅審計報告出嚟嚟睇睇呢啲數字，就可以知道運輸聯網嗰個嘅服務咧係一路喺度改善緊嘅啦。
时间来到接近12点钟了，我们听听新闻先，下个钟头我们继续重温大湾交通税公投论坛。